Welcome back to the show. We have been, Welcome back to the show. We've been missing in action for a couple of days. Logistics, life, we are not perfect, but we are. Episode 174, where, as always, we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul, trifecta. And today we're going to talk about Goop. Now, I think Goop might be a band or a social platform or something, but I'm talking about the good opinion of other people. How in life we rarely consider as a first choice how things are going to affect us, but we're more concerned about what other people think and will say about what we do and our actions and our behaviors and our habits and our routines and our diets. We're more bothered about what Bill and Jimmy and freaking Chad say about it rather than what it means to us. So Max, I'm sure you've got something to say on the subject.
Oh man, this one ties into so many shows we've done, but you know, the good thing about it is it's all interconnected, and we have the power to try and overcome that. Now, recognizing that you're doing this is probably step one. And I think as human beings and social butterflies, as we all are, I don't even think most of us know we're doing it until it's too late. And I mean that by saying too late, as in you've gone through life appeasing others, you know, and in the end, you're now a certain age and you've actually done nothing you even wanted to do in life. And maybe it's too late. Maybe it's not. I get that a lot from older people that I talk to about life, John. And I've been trying for the last, 10 years for sure, but for sure the last 3 years. 3 years, like, uber hard to get over this. You know what I mean? And it's not they're going to get over it, but
become conscious about doing it.
Yeah. Like trying to force myself to be in those positions where, for example, you're on a subway or something and you just start doing something stupid, right? Hey, you're good. People are going to notice you now, or I start singing, or you start talking on the phone loud, something that puts you so far out there that, you know, the sweat's dripping down your face, but you're absolutely forcing yourself to go through that, to not care.
Yeah. I actually thought you were going to say something completely different today, which just goes to show that we can speak to each other every day for a year and still surprise each other. I'm going to touch briefly on something that I've mentioned before, which is about how, imagine that we're living life in a movie and this is all one big massive movie set, and you are the star of the show. And you are the star of your own show. You are the number one. You've got a couple of supporting actors that might be the wife or the husband or the kids, maybe mum and dad. But beyond that, and even cousins and uncles and things, they're all pretty much supporting actors in your movie. Now, whereas you are the center of your movie, you are the leading actor or actress, your uncle or your third removed sister-in-law or Billy from the fish and chip shop, they are also the center of their movie, their world. So, you know, whereas we like to think that Billy or Sally or freaking Ted care about what's going on in our world, and so we worry about what they might think or what they might say or what they might tell to Margaret down the street, in all honesty, 99% of it, it doesn't even enter. It might go in one ear and out the other, but it doesn't really register because they are the center of their thing, and they're more worried about what you're saying or not saying, or what you're thinking or not thinking about them. So they're going, right, yeah, they're more bothered about what's going on in their world. I think I screwed that up a bit, but you get my drift. It's not easy, because we're programmed to jump through hoops our certain lives, to behave in a certain way, to get married, to have 2.4 children, to go through school, go to college, get the debt, get a job you don't like. Can you imagine going to a job your whole life you don't like, and all the rest of it? And when those of us don't do that, it kind of puts people on the back foot. It's uncomfortable. So because we may be doing things which aren't the norm, we're super worried about what other people may or may not think of us. And in all honesty, I think those people who vocally, they disagree, they don't like it, they slag you off, there's probably very little going on in their world, and it just reflects what's missing in their part of the puzzle. So, Max, your turn.
I'm going to leave you with a story that a good friend of mine told me last night about, I guess in the end it would be regret, John. So for us living our lives, because since we've talked about this before, we've talked about, you know, the biggest of big superstars who have died recently, they're in the news for 12 to 24, maybe 48 hours, yeah. And then we're on to the next. So why do we think we're so important, right? And it goes back to, it's how it's programmed in us since birth, man. You know, the parenting system, the schooling system, so on and so forth, it's based on rewards for you doing something somebody else is pumped for you to do, I guess, right?
And seeking that unconditional love, yeah.
You're not even speaking, unconditional love is one thing, but you're just seeking attention and approval from others, which is so backwards. Now, here's a story I was told, John, and I can say that I'm still in this boat. I fight hard every day to overcome this. But my friend was telling me how he worked at the government. He was there for 5, 7, 8 years. I'm not sure. His best friend was this old immigrant lady who came from your side of the world somewhere, yep. The UK, let's say. And he loved her accent. He would tell me that all the time. He loved her accent. And he said the last week that they were that he was there before they were doing downsizing, she had been there like her whole life, 60 years. She was an old lady at this time. She was in her 70s or 80s. And they took her for lunch, and the government this, that, and the next, and hoorah, rah, she's so awesome. Thank you for your whole time. And they gave her a little gold leaf, dude, for 60 years in the game.
Yeah.
And my friend said that they went out after, and she was distraught, man. He said, like, she was taken and, woo! Oh, God, this one's getting to me. He said to her, I tell you, brother, he said to her, get out now. Get out, man. Don't make the same mistake I did by living my life to appease other people. And I was her husband, her mother, her daughters, to provide for them. And she, you know, she lived the whole life of a job. Think about that. 24/7, 60 years, brother. You know, I don't want to get there. I know you don't. I hope the listeners don't. If that's the kind of type of story, you hear it every day. Go talk to elders. And we have to wake up at some point and understand that this is about us, not anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that, and I'm not sure I've got a story or anything much at all to follow on from it. I was in the military for 13 years, and it's the same. You know, it's all going rosy, and it's all great until the day you say, I've had enough. And then you go from being a fucking AY soldier, you're right at the top, you're ticking all the boxes, promotion, all of it. And the day you say, no, thank you, I've done my bit, it's time to move on, you're pushed aside, and they don't care. And you go and you leave the army, and although there's some training, that's it, it's done. They don't care. And that's the same whether you work at the government, whether you work at freaking Barclays Bank, you know, and any company with more than a couple of employees, it's you're there to make revenue for them to get the job done.
And if something you and I talk about all the time, John, is that movie The Matrix. If you go to when Neo woke up, and he just looked up and down and side to side, and it was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of humans just being reproduced. You know, when I leave, somebody's going to take my place, John. When you leave, somebody's going to take your place. And then when they go, it's just, so if that is the case, if we do believe we're in something like The Matrix, why don't we make a hard left or a hard right and get off this terrible, I don't want to say terrible, but the trajectory we're on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they call that a sci-fi movie, and I heard it described this week as a documentary. And I think if you watch that movie with this is a documentary in mind, then you might look at it very differently. And every time Mr. Smith pops up in every scene of the movie, you think about every time somebody says you should or you shouldn't, or what do you think, or is that a good idea, or don't aim for that because what happens if you don't achieve it? And that flips back again to the good opinion of others. We don't do things because Auntie Margaret or Auntie Susie says, you know, it's probably not a good idea, or what would your mum think, or your great-great-grandfather, God rest his soul, they are here, all the rest of it. But anyway, we've kind of drifted down as well, sort of a...
Well, let's bring it back to us, John. Even currently with what we're doing with the podcast, the vlog, the company we're building, well, right?
You're on screen, so you say it, I'll chip in.
Okay. You know, John and I are for a lot of the time, we're like a kid on Christmas Eve, and we're just in creation mode, and we're just going forward. It's not until we think of, well, how would so-and-so do this, that we get into a funk.
Yeah.
And again, if we just, which we are doing, but when we just keep pushing forward like a kid, not knowing, it is the best answer, because the minute we think somebody knows better, or Susie's going to tell us how, or maybe Bob's got a better way than John and I thought, we now gave up our power, and we almost have an excuse to put it on them to make us who we need to be. And that's just not the case.
Yeah. And it's not that we don't care where we're going, but we don't know where we're going, and we don't know where the end goal is. And today it's here, and then three steps forward and something changes if we take a right fork. And we've just got uber patience. You know, we're both in our 40s. Max won't admit it, but I think he is. But it takes as long as it takes, and the joy is in the journey. The joy is in the learning. And I don't care if we've got 50 followers or 50 likes or 5 million. It's irrelevant. It really, really doesn't matter to me. It's about having found this phase in my life when it's about giving service to others, wanting to share life's experiences and ups and downs with a hope to just maybe motivating somebody to question why they behave in a certain way, or question why they do something each and every day. Yeah, we wake up, we hit the alarm, we check Facebook, we check Twitter, we check Instagram, we get up, we go to the bathroom, we clean our teeth with our right hand, and we start top left-hand corner, and then we get dressed, we go downstairs, we have the cup of coffee, we have the slice of toast, we watch the news again, or we check the emails and the texts, and we jump in the car, we drive to work the same way with the same people, the same conversations, the same problems. And this just goes on and on and on and on and on, and then you die. You know, realizing your own mortality is a good thing. But to be able to wake up one day and, do you know what, I'm going to get out of the right-hand side of the bed instead of the left. I'm going to drive to work around the coast road rather than over the mountain. Do you know what? I'm not going to have tea and toast in the house. I'm going to go to Starbucks, and I'm going to go chat to somebody I've never spoken to. If we can inspire people just to make those tiny little changes, you might meet the girl of your dreams or the boy of your dreams. You might meet the mentor you've been looking for 25 years who's going to say, have you thought about starting your own business? I'll give you a hand. And who knows what can happen when we just... we go through life and we just see the same things every day. And you might be happy with that, but I would really freaking question anybody who says they're super content with that. You know, where's the excitement? Where's the surprise in each and every day? So
that's
what I try to do. And so I don't care if we've got 5 likes or 5 million. It really doesn't matter. If somebody says, John, Max, thank you, some of you said in that podcast last night, it motivated me or inspired me to do something, to sign up for a course or to go for a run or to put the trainers on and go for a walk. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to shut up now. This was only supposed to be a really short podcast. So I'm going to let Max finish it up, and then I'm going to go to bed because it's past my bedtime.
I don't even know if we can do short anymore, John. I think we're getting too happy with hearing ourselves talk all the damn time. And I agree with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. We live in this matrix, whatever we want to call it, and there is a monetary requirement there. But, you know, the emails we get, the video calls we're on where people just say, yeah, thank you. You know, oh, I never thought of it like that. Yeah, you're right. If I added a juice or if I added some more veggies, you know, just those little things, that karma, that goes a long way. I mean, money helps too, but the karma and putting out the purpose and the goodness out there is a beautiful thing. And that's what we aim to do. And
indeed.
Okay, beautiful people.
Good night.
John's going to bed. He might get lucky tonight. Who knows? But we're going to have, we will see you tomorrow.
Okay. Ciao. See you tomorrow. Bye.